for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shadarel. Hello. Our subject today is the fear of missing out. Our generation is living in constant fear of missing out on something. I'm constantly checking what's going on, what's new, so I won't regret something that happened and I wasn't there. Be with us, Yael, please.
Yeah, like Oren said, it's not only about being afraid of missing out, but it's real anxiety. 70% are motivated by a smaller or greater fear of missing out on something. And this causes us to be overloaded. We don't have time for anything. We want to be in all the time and know what's going on. We're having a hard time to decide what to do. We can't choose. We're afraid to commit. We have a hard time focusing. We're constantly late. We sleep 2 hours less every day because we're constantly trying to be up to date. Ongoing frustration, which is maybe the worst thing. Everything that I have isn't enough. The biggest problem about this is that we're missing out on the opportunity to focus, to do something to the fullest. But along with it, there are also big advantages. It advances us in life, develops us, allows us to realize ourselves to the fullest, live life to the fullest. It's an interesting phenomenon, and we'd like to talk about different aspects of this phenomenon on this show. One of the things that characterize this phenomenon is that people want to be in several places at the same time. Suppose there's a party I want to go to and a trip, and I chose to go to the party because this is what I really wanted to do, and I didn't go to that trip. And my friends, they put a picture of the trip on Facebook. I have a feeling that I missed out. It's not that I didn't want to go to the party. I'm very happy that I did. But I wanted to be at both places at the same time. This is the experience. Reality allows us to just be in one place at the same time. But a person doesn't accept this. The question is, do we have this kind of feeling that we can really be in more than one place at the same time, that reality is much broader than the way we perceive it? How do you relate to this phenomenon? I relate to these phenomena, and in general, all the phenomena that we're experiencing lately, that this is our will to receive, our nature. It's increased. Increased? Yeah, excessively. And also it becomes more sophisticated. And it's preparing us for a state where we will be able to discover the upper world, spirituality. And therefore, in science, in our life, in everything, we're starting to discover the need, like you said, to be in several places at the same time. Which is really a part of spirituality and not of corporeality, something that we can't do in body. But the spiritual network, if we enter it, it allows us to be everywhere at the same time because it connects everything at the same time, above time and motion. And therefore we exist at the same time, in the same place, and this moment doesn't change. We as if stop time, but we actually rise above it. And we're everywhere, without any changes in time. And we can do it. How? In our spiritual feeling, this is something that we do attain. What do you mean? In our feeling of corporeality, we exist within the framework of time, space, and motion. We can't get out of it, we can't rise above it, but we already feel today in everything that we do that it's very limited. Right. And also science says the same,
that
our entire life is very limited. Rambam wrote about it about 800 years ago or 900 years ago. He says that our life, our world, is created beneath the speed of light. But he didn't have a smartphone. No, he didn't need it. He didn't hear online what's going on in another place. No. This is the way that we want to rise above time, space, and motion in a very primitive way, like you're telling me that I have to be connected with other people and news and things, and I have to see what's going on in the world all the time. Meaning what? That I want to rise above the framework of time, space, and motion, beyond these boundaries that really limits me. My desire, my nature, already wants to escape it. I feel that I'm as if in a cage, that I'm incarcerated, that I have to escape, I have to run away. So there's already a certain inner desire that feels this limitedness in a very compulsive way and wants to run away. Yeah, and also, no one's content with the smartphones that they have. They're not attaining anything. It's just endlessly running around purposelessly. It also doesn't calm a person down. He can't go without it. And he doesn't calm down and doesn't find any kind of satisfaction while being in it. This is the corporeal state. You talked also about a spiritual option where there we do have the ability to be in several places at the same time. What is this state? It's not in several places. It's everywhere, even more. Everywhere at the same time. What is that? I can't say. We can't understand this in the limitations of our world. So, myself has the ability to experience, to cover all of reality, all the options at the same time. Yes. Today we're already starting to look for different technologies that will allow us. No. All these algorithms, they won't fulfill us because our will to receive is approaching the spiritual desire. And what will fulfill it? Only spiritual attainment. The word spirituality that you use a lot, what does it mean? Spiritual, it means above the limitations of our matter, above our egoistic desire that divides us, separates us, and also divides our reality into time, space, and motion. That we feel that there are different places, that there are different tenses, past, present, and future, and that we're in motion, and also a motion that goes only forward, and not backwards or sideways. That's what we feel. Yeah, these are the limitations of our current existence, but we can rise above these limitations and be free. This transcension is called spirituality. This transcension is called the exodus from Egypt and the wisdom of Kabbalah, I suppose. And what allows this? Is it a more advanced technology? What do we need? No. No instrument will help you. What will help me? Only to delve into your inner nature and to rise to the next degree of your existence, meaning that you do want to connect to others, but not through the web, through smartphones, but through the inner lines of our connection, that you break your egoistic attitude towards others, and by that you break down the walls between yourself and others, and then you connect as one man and one heart, and then you feel that which exists in all the hearts of all the people in the world, and then you have no limitations, and you don't need any news. You don't need anything, because you simply feel that which exists in everyone, in all the hearts, in all the minds. Okay, There are two different directions here. The one is that you said that a person, you said that spiritual transcension brings a person to a state where he breaks through the limitations of time, space, and motion. And you added to this being connected with others from heart to heart. What's the connection between developing the ability to break through the limitations of time, space, and motion, and connecting to others? I can connect with you today on mobile. I can send you video, sound, audio, 3D. Tomorrow we'll have new technologies. This certain form of connection where I skip above place at least, or even time. It could be really online. You're in Canada, I'm in Tel Aviv, and I can feel you next to me. We couldn't do it 100 years ago. Now, when you're saying that a person's connection to others is going to be a spiritual one, what are you actually talking about, and what does it have to do with my ability of breaking through the boundaries of time, space, and motion? Spiritual connection is that even though that all of our desires and all of our qualities are very different, completely different, and I'm talking about all the 8 billion people in the world, we're not going to check who's more and who's less similar to others. It's not important for us. On the contrary, the more different you are than others, the better. We only want to give everyone the same direction. You with your desires and thoughts, and me with mine, but for us to have the same direction, which is what? Above all of our differences, we have to be connected to a network where everyone gives everyone else only good things. This leads us to a perfect state. Suddenly we discover that in this net that we're building, there's this kind of circulation of a special force of bestowal, of love, the force of connection, the force of warmth, like a mother that cares for everyone. And by this we feel that we cancel time, motion, space, past, present, future, everything. Just one feeling that's fulfilling us, the feeling of love that swallows the entire separation, all the discernments, everything. Just like maybe you felt this feeling of love in the past where everything disappears and only this feeling fulfills me. Okay, we're having this very interesting talk right now, and while you were talking, this thought crossed my mind. I just felt that I really wanted to go to the sea. Now, it's not that what you said wasn't interesting. It was really interesting. And maybe this evoked this feeling that I want to go to the sea. Maybe I lived in nature for some time near the ocean, and I felt these good vibrations there. I don't know why. My question is, I'm sitting here talking to you, but while I'm sitting here talking to you, I want to also feel the ocean. No problem. There is a problem because I'm here with you. I'm not at the sea. No. Physically, it's not a problem. For this, you don't have to switch places. I said you have to be above time, space, and motion. So what does it mean that I can be both here and at the sea without moving? At the same time, you can feel all the states that can occur within our will to receive. This I don't understand. We have the desire to receive pleasure. So all the different states that someone can experience, doesn't matter who or where, each of us can feel them as though he's in them. Right now it means if we're connected together as one man and one heart.
No,
obviously I can feel it, and maybe when we'll finish this talk, I'll go to the sea. No, this is something else. I understand that this is something else. I want to understand what does it mean to both be here with you, and also, at the same time, be in a different place, suppose. You can't understand this. The way you're asking, I see that it's impossible. We have to try and connect with others in such a way that I can be in everyone at the same time, in different tenses, past, present, and future, in each and every one in particular, and in everyone together. Because everything that we feel in our desire, inside our desire. So, the phenomena and the desire we divided into time, space, and motion. Phenomena within the desire. It's actually a vessel that you feel in. My desire is everything. And different forms pass through my desire. And I'm saying, okay, this is time. Because different images, different forms change in my desire. They give me a sense of time that something comes, passes through, and disappears. And again, something comes, passes through, and disappears. This is the feeling of time. Feeling of place. Place, it means that the desire changes not according to the axis of time, but according to its depth, more or less, the desire. And this begets motion in me. But all in all, I live in the desire. And if my desire connects with all the rest of the desires, and it becomes one universal desire, then I'm as if in all places, at all times, in everything together, it's all inside of me. And then it gives me a feeling of a spiritual reality where there is no time, space, or motion at all. It's constant and perfect, complete. I want to connect to the spiritual reality you talked about. You said that love swallows all the separation, that it both swallows our separation, but what I thought is that maybe it also swallows the separation that's created by time and place and all the other separations that all create this one unity, which is beyond everything. Is this the correct perception?
Yeah.
Another question. What we're trying to create here, maybe on the very technical level, with all the networks, you describe this inner device that allows me to be connected with everyone at all times, in several places, at the same time. Like we're trying to do with Facebook and everything else, and we drive ourselves crazy with all the pressure of trying to feel this, this, and this, and that. You're saying that it's possible to do everything on the spiritual level. What will be the difference between what's going on today and that state that you're describing as this inner amazing device that allows us to experience everything? How will a person feel that it's different? How is it better? Can you sell it to me? To sell it to you. Eternal reality. Perfect, complete. You're not losing anything. But it's only an ever-growing flow of good. It's worthwhile living. You attain the meaning of life. You attain perfection. This is what we can say in our words. And behind these words, we depict this world, of course, and not that one, but this is how it is. Today, when I'm connected to other people, what do I see actually on all the networks? I see your experiences. Up until a few decades ago, you had your life, and I had mine, and she had hers. And if we were neighbors, we could share experiences, but if you lived in another country, you could call me or send a postcard. But today, by the push of a button, I all the time see what's going on with my friends. You're enjoying something? Great. She's enjoying something? Excellent. But when I see that you're now putting pictures of yourselves enjoying something that I'm not, then it's an immediate downer because they're enjoying something that I'm not. Now, every person has moments in life where he enjoys, where he works, where he sleeps. But when I see in a zip all the good things that you're experiencing now, and I compare them with the good that I have in life, I'm in deficit. And from here we have depression. The networks give us depression because I'm missing out all the time. Everyone's living the life, and I'm with my gray life, with my smartphone, and that's it. I can only envy until I die. Yeah. When you're saying that a person can spiritually transcend, later you'll explain what that means, and then he can feel at the same time everything, everyone, without any limitations, won't this really be frustrating? No, because it gives you perfection. How? Because he's in perfection. All of his desires, all of his vessels, they're fulfilled. They're complete. Doesn't he feel that others are enjoying something and he doesn't? If he feels all that, he feels in deficit. On the contrary, he feels he enjoys what others enjoy. How? Because we're connected at heart. All the hearts are connected to one heart, into one heart. I don't have to go anywhere. You'll go, and I'll enjoy. And where does the envy go? The envy doesn't go anywhere, because everyone wants for everyone else to enjoy him. Because besides being connected at heart, there's also love. So again, what happens with the envy? The envy doesn't disappear. It increases the desire and the ability to enjoy, but in a positive way. Today it's the very opposite. Yeah. Today, like Owen described, I don't only see my neighbor enjoying himself, but everyone enjoying themselves. So, okay, I take a picture from time to time where I'm smiling, but actually it really hurts me. I'm really envious. And what's standing in your way? If someone loves you, are you envious of their love towards you or not? No, it's really pleasant. Pleasant and that's it. You feel good. It's a great pleasure. Who has a greater pleasure? You, that you're being loved, or that person who loves you? Who has a greater pleasure? Good question. I think both. You're a psychologist, you tell me. Both of them enjoy, but who enjoys himself more? Who? The one who loves. Could be. Yeah. Someone who loves enjoys more than the one who's being loved. So, are you envious of that person loving you? Is it a good envy? It's a question. I lost you. Are you envious of that person's love towards you, that he enjoys loving you? You see, we're even incapable of discussing this today. So, we'll discuss it when we'll cross to the next world. But there are researches that show that the more you give to others, the more happy you are in life. Of course, because you're not only enjoying in your vessels, but you're also enjoying in the vessels of others. You just gave an example where a certain person enjoys something and I don't. And I'm envious. And I also want to enjoy this thing. I want to enjoy the way you enjoy. How can I leverage it so that you're enjoying yourself and I'm seeing your picture doing it and I'm not doing it and it's a downer for me? But how can I also enjoy that you're enjoying? Learn from me how I enjoy and enjoy too. I'm trying to understand what's the trick in the spiritual world that turns envy into something that brings me greater pleasure than suffering like today. What is this trick that you're talking about? That with the help of envy, I can increase love and enjoy more and more. My love. Yes. The magic word is love, that by love I'm connected to the other. I feel what I'm causing him, and this is actually my pleasure. I see. So actually my envy is that the more I increase my envy, I actually increase my ability to enjoy, to love, and to receive greater pleasure as a result. Yes. And this is how it is for everyone. Therefore, envy doesn't disappear. On the contrary, it grows more and more. Only not about corporeal things, but it's about love. Non-corporeal meaning not in the ego, but in the will to bestow, to love. Envy plus love is everything. Everything. One last question. We started our discussion with the fear of missing out that completely controls us in everything, not to miss out on anything. Dr. Lightman, is there something that we're missing out on? You're missing 100% of everything. What do you mean? Life, the meaning of life, eternity, perfection, love, fulfillment, pleasure, everything. You really come out of this game of life with a 100% deficit, loss, 100%. It sounds like we're in the wrong ballpark. And do we have the ability not to miss it? Yeah? Every person does? Every person. Really, every person? Every person. You don't have to be bright like Dr. Lightman. No. Has nothing to do with your brains. Only envy, being envious of those people that attained it, and good envy to attain it too. Not to bring them down, but to rise to their degree. Thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time.